My first guest of the afternoon is on the line. He's Mr. Bongani Tembe. He is the Chief Executive and Artistic Director of the Johannesburg Philharmonic Orchestra. Mr. Tembe, thank you for being with me this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Simon and the listeners. Thank you very much for this invitation.
So I believe the spring symphony season is about to kick off at the Linda Auditorium. If I were to attend or buy a season ticket, what have you got planned for me?
Indeed, Simon, the landmark season of music is upon us. Mm-hmm. And it starts this Thursday on the 30th, four great symphony concerts starting this Thursday, the 30th of October at the Linda Auditorium. We are going big. We're starting with the joint orchestra with our sister orchestra, the KwaZulu-Natal Philharmonic Orchestra. It's a brilliant program. We start with a bolero, which is one of the most famous pieces.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes, the Sibelius Violin Concerto, and then Shostakovich Symphony No. 5. The conductor is Michael Rapper, who won a Grammy last year. And then Jan Liebeck, the violinist. So it's a blockbuster.
I would imagine so. How many musicians are going to be on stage? I mean, joint performance is going to be huge.
It's going to be huge. We'll have at least 80 musicians on stage. So it's really huge. You'll see all the sections are expanded. And usually we perform with four double basses, but there will be seven,
an
example.
Oh, so, wow. That could be an experience.
You know, 14 first violins, 12 second violins. So it's huge.
That really is something. I'm looking at your title, and it says, besides just being the chief executive, you're the artistic director. That must be one hell of a task, I would imagine. That's hard falling asleep at night. How on earth did you get to choose the music that you chose for this event?
Thank you. First, we are utilizing this entire season to celebrate mm-hmm. the JPO's 25th anniversary. The JPO is 25 this year. Isn't that incredible? And my 10th anniversary at the helm of this fine orchestra. So time goes very fast. I find endless satisfaction in curating this series of symphony programs. Obviously, working with the team at the JPO, and we couldn't have programs without the dedication of musicians actually presenting. But it's a contrasting combinations of masterworks, each offsetting the next in mood. And so it's wonderful also to observe this heartwarming effects that our music has on our audiences.
I'm just trying to get my mind around this practically. So you've got the KZN Orchestra together with the Joburg Orchestra. How on earth do you practice?
Well, the musicians will start, actually they are starting tonight to practice, you know, and so it's a week, and then the concert is on Thursday. But remember, these are professional musicians, and they are performing every day, every week in and week out.
Fair enough.
But it's going to be intense. They rehearse together for about 15 hours in 4 days. And to deliver the
faultless
2-hour
performance. Absolutely. Yes. So I'm just thinking about the political background of a symphony orchestra, and I'm thinking it sounds very much quite colonial, full of a bit of white privilege, I would have imagined. Is there still space for a philharmonic orchestra in a transformed South Africa?
Yes, definitely. You know, music extends boundaries, extends race, extends age. And at the JPO, part of our mission is to utilize music to bring people together of all ages and races. If you come to our concert, you'll see the audience is diversifying in terms of age and race. It's wonderful. And so really music is what actually brings us together.
That's interesting. So are there initiatives to bring the youth in? Are there more affordable tickets? I'm just wondering how one manages to cast the net a little wider than perhaps in my mind it once was.
Well, we advertise with different radio stations, including yours, which has got already young people and older people listening.
Sure.
Social media, we visit schools just about every week. And even though we play a different program at the school, we tell them about the concerts and symphony concerts. So we spread the news. As you know, our concerts are literally sold out. As I'm talking to you now, there's less than 100 tickets left for Thursday.
So that's fascinating, because I wasn't expecting you to say that. That really is amazing. And what a tribute to you and your musicians that you are packing in houses like that. So tell me, if I wanted one of those 100 tickets, how does one go about getting one?
Go to Quicket immediately after listening, though, to Simon this afternoon. After that, you run to Quicket to grab your ticket.
Mr. Bongani Tembe, thank you for chatting to me this afternoon. I wish you all the luck in the world with the performance and the season. And thank you for chatting to me this afternoon.
Thank you so much, Simon, to you and your listeners. We love your radio station.